It's early evening, sometime after the close of our last episode. As Mary Moriarty, the young woman in the cell next to Kate Beekman's, sees Kate staring out through the barred window of her cell.
Katie? See something interesting?
What, Mary?
You're looking out the window again. See something?
I thought I saw someone get out of a car.
Somebody you know?
I must have been mistaken. Oh, this is such a lonely time of day.
But you've got me to talk to.
Oh, I'm glad.
Thanks. You're too nice to say it. I know I'm a poor substitute.
Substitute?
For the person you really want to see.
I don't know who you mean.
Oh, honey, can't you guess? He's over 6 feet tall, broad shoulders, and his initials are D.H. And he's very homely.
He isn't.
Oh, in a most attractive way.
Miss Beekman?
Speak of an angel.
Lieutenant.
I had to stop by anyhow, and if you can give me a moment, miss.
Oh, I bet she can, Lieutenant. Maybe even 2 moments.
Miss Beekman, could you come here to the door so we won't disturb Miss Moriarty?
Oh, you won't disturb me. Go right ahead, talk.
Well, this is confidential, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind.
I thought you went to have dinner at your sister's.
I left early.
How is she?
Fine.
And your brother-in-law and the children?
Perfect. Do you mind if I stop in to see you?
Oh, no. I'm glad you did. I mean, if you wanted to. But didn't your sister wonder why you...
I told her why.
What?
I told her about you.
Well, what is there to tell?
Katie, I've never lied to you. Do you believe that?
Yes, Don.
Then believe this. I'm going to see you through.
What?
There's a good chance I can get the DA to reopen the investigation.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute. It'll take time. So don't get impatient. But I wanted you to know I spoke to him earlier this afternoon and I put a bug in his ear. Now I've decided to follow up right away.
You decided after talking to your sister?
I would have anyhow, but she helped open my eyes.
About me?
Mm-hmm.
What did you tell her? And what did she say?
Well, we talked about her kids and Chick and some about you. I tell you, I didn't stay for dinner.
Why?
Because it's time I got in or get out. Give me your hand, Katie.
All right.
Now tell me you didn't kill him.
Oh, that's always between us, just like these bars.
Please, don't take your hand away. Look at me. Once and for all, Katie. No, wait.
Yes, Doc.
You've got to decide now, too. We're at the crossroads, kid. I've got one thing more to tell you before you give me your answer. Kate, even if you did it, I'm in. I'm on your side. Do you understand?
Even if...
No ifs. No matter what was between you and Weber. Even if you killed him because of it. Do you know what I'm telling you?
Yes. And I thank you.
All I ask is that you tell me the truth now. Now answer me, Kate.
There never was anything between us.
Go on.
I didn't kill him. Don, do you believe me?
Yes. Now listen. I've got something else to tell you, and this is just between us. You tell Mason if you feel you have to.
I'll do what you say.
Then use your own judgment. I'll get together with Mason myself in a day or so, and it's better if I tell him personally so he won't get the idea that I'm pulling a fast one. Now, look, I saw the DA this afternoon and started the ball rolling. What we've got to shoot for is making him reopen the whole thing.
Oh, yes.
As I said, that'll take time, especially because he's thinking of an immediate trial.
Oh.
Your lawyer anticipated it, and he's got the right idea.
What?
Your back. You hurt your back in an accident last year.
Oh.
I'll put in a word with the police surgeon if it becomes necessary to stall the DA. Oh, listen to me, kid.
What, Don?
I talk about stalling the DA as if it's the most natural thing in the world. I guess you don't know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. You've never done anything before that was disloyal.
No, Kitty. If you killed Weber and I helped pull a fast one on the DA, I'd do it, but I'd know I was disloyal and crooked and I'd turn in my badge when it was over. Now I'm just helping my girl prove that she's as innocent as I know her to be.
You called me your girl.
That came natural, too.
It sounded natural.
Oh, Katie.
Lieutenant.
What do you want?
Well, excuse me, but the matron's calling.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, Josie. Oh, all right.
Mason's downstairs to see you.
Oh. Oh, will I see you tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Katie.
Goodbye, Don.
Good evening, Miss Moriarty.
Oh, Lieutenant. Care if I speak to him a minute, Katie?
Yes, miss.
Don. Started after the D.A.?
Yes. I want to have to change his own mind without having a showdown with me. It'll save time in the long run. But if it comes to a showdown and Apt and I butt heads, are you with me?
You and Katie. The same thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Watch over her, Mary.
Sure.
I mean it. You're a help to her because she likes you.
It's mutual.
Thanks, kid. Goodbye, Mary.
Hello, Katie.
How are you, Katie?
Oh, I feel... Well, I feel just fine.
You look just fine.
Katie, we've had a break. Now, I'm going to explain, because you must understand this clearly. As you know, we have been handicapped from the start because Mr. Apt thought he found his killer right in front of him, so Mr. Apt couldn't see beyond the end of his nose. In other words, he has satisfied you with the killer, so he is not going after the real murderer. Okay?
I understand, but Mr.
Let
Mason,
me make it clear, Katie. Now, since App wouldn't go after the killer, I've had to run my own investigation into Weber's past life.
Oh?
Yes, because the key to his murder lies buried in his past, so we must dig it out. And we've uncovered leads, but they're scattered all over the country. And some of these leads are no good. It takes time, too much time for us to run them down. But Mr. App has men at his disposal, and he can get official cooperation from Portland to Miami. Now, if we could get Apt to reopen the investigation, we'd feed him the leads we have and let him take over if we could rock him off dead center and make him reopen the investigation.
Well, that's what I want to tell you, Mr. Mason.
Let him finish, honey.
Well, all right, but...
Now, since Apt won't listen to me, the best bet is to feed him the leads without his knowing it. To get him interested in spite of himself.
How?
Through you.
Me?
Yes, you have a direct line into his office. How do you get along with that girl in the next cell, Mary Moriarty?
How do I get along? What's she got to do with...
You talk to her?
Why, yes, I like her. She's awfully nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, Miss Street, it's been so much easier for me. I mean, time goes so much faster because I have a friend to talk to.
All right, you keep talking, Katie. And I will tell you what to say, because Mary Moriarty is Sergeant Moriarty, police sergeant.
Police?
Yes, she's a policewoman. We discovered her identity by accident. Della remembered having seen her.
But why did they put a policewoman in jail?
It's an old police trick, Katie. I thought you might make damaging admissions to her when she befriended you. Well, that's fine. We'll turn their weapon against them. You see? Now, I'll tell you just what to say and how to say it. You'll have to move slowly at first. Of course, the main thing is to make her think you like her.
I did.
Good. Keep it up. Now, here's where you start. You're on friendly terms, so you can work the conversation around.
Well, as Perry Mason plans to take instant advantage of his discovery, he has no way of knowing Kate Beekman has experienced an emotional shock. Because he doesn't know how deeply Kate's personal emotions are involved. But because of this, Mason's due for a surprise. His strategy won't work exactly as planned. In fact, well, you'll join us on Monday, won't you?